Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 2, verse 2. The risen Lord said, I know all the things you do. I've seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know you don't tolerate evil people. These words come from the first of the seven letters to the churches, and they were addressed to the church in Ephesus. Pergamum was the capital city of the province of Asia, but Ephesus was in every way the greatest city. It had the largest port in the area, and many major roads converged on it. It was particularly famous for its religious significance. The city was home to the Temple of Artemis, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. It was a vast structure, measuring 130 by 60 meters and with 120 columns. Ephesus was also a notorious centre for pagan superstition. In short, it wasn't the easiest place to establish a church, and the Christians were commended for their hard work and endurance. They could so easily have buckled in the face of the challenges, but they hadn't. The word from the risen Lord to the Ephesian church was that he knew exactly what they'd been through. He knew how tough it had been, and commended them for the way in which they had endured. Much of the Christian life, for all of us, is about hanging in there. This might not sound exciting or the way we'd want it to be, but the Lord often just calls us to be faithful. I've so often seen people faithfully serving God in small, struggling churches, whether in villages, on housing estates, or in city centres, places where it's been incredibly hard work just to keep the doors of the church open. I've seen people working in children's and youth work where there's been little thanks, and often much discouragement, but they've hung in there through good times and bad. I'm sure we've all seen people caring for others in really tough circumstances, maintaining their loving care through the years with grace and incredible patience. Perhaps that's been you. The risen Lord wants you to know that he's seen exactly what you've been doing, and he wants to commend you. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, help us to stand strongly for you, whatever the challenges and pressures, and however great the temptation to give up. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope.